Really don't mind if you sit this one out.
Good evening.
My words but a whisper, your deafness a shout.
And welcome to Colorado Free Radio's Talk.
I may make you feel, but I can't make you think.
Tonight we'll be talking about some different things, and tonight's show will not be a clean show. There's going to be a little bit of profanity here and there, so don't let the kiddies listen. We'll be right back.
And you make all your animal deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick.
Well, hello, and I hope everyone's doing well. This is your host, Free Da People, here at Colorado Free Radio Talk. Tonight we'll be talking about, talk about the presidential election. Not so much the candidates specifically, but the first fact I'd like to put out is we do not and will not endorse a candidate in either party. At this point in time, we refrain from any endorsements. And simply because, ladies and gentlemen, we want to bring a clear perspective to you. Now, for those of you who are not Americans, please bear with this show. I know you're probably just as sick and tired of hearing about it as we are. So here we go. First, I'm going to start off the evening by telling you that I've been watching these campaign, listening and watching the campaign rhetoric, and it's unfortunate, but things are going on now that we were expecting, a lot of us. Already, John McCain has experienced some problems, I believe in South Carolina, with the machines. The voting machines had malfunctions. People were discouraged from voting because of it, and my goodness, what do you know? So someone's already trying to manipulate the election, and it hasn't even started yet. Isn't that awful? So anyway, I'd like to take the evening and spend a little bit of time playing back some of the more eloquent moments of our president, Mr. Bush. Mr. Bush and his Bushisms has become very famous. Let's start out with this one, and let me know what you think.
Look, government can help, but government sometimes it's not a loving organization.
All right. Well, there you go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Our president is letting you know he has no love for you. Now, isn't that a surprise? In fact, I'm sure he has no love for anybody but himself, it seems like to me. Anyway, GW, what a man. You know, these past few years, I've been sitting back watching all these mistakes and these things that he's been doing. And I just hope that America learns from this experience that you just cannot trust what anyone tells you or shows you on the television. Trust your hearts. Trust your minds. Trust the good mind that God gave you, or whoever you believe in gave you, to know that you just cannot believe everything these guys are going to tell you. Here's another good one.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
Now, wait a minute. I mean, really, folks, come on. They never look for they're always looking for new ways to harm us. Freud would have a lot to say about this gentleman. He really says some stuff that I really wonder. And tonight you're going to hear quite a few of them. Those are just two. We will be playing some music too, and with that, I just want to say that I will be spending the evening talking about this, Mr. Bush and his Bushisms, but we'll also bring up a few eloquent individuals to speak about things that a lot of us are believing, I mean, and understanding at this point in time in our political history. But here's a gentleman named Dave King doing a song called Hey There, Mr. President.
President, when you're gonna start telling the truth? You know there was never any proof. When you're gonna stop telling those lies? Hey there, Mr. President, when you're gonna start doing what's right and stop wasting more lives? When you're gonna bring the troops back home? Back home. Back home. Those weapons of mass destruction were all in your imagination. You spread your lies to everyone and couldn't wait to fire the first gun. You want a war, you got a war, now we all want to know what for. Was it to clean up the mess your daddy made and get even with Hussein? Or does it have to do with the money and personal financial gain? Hey there, Mr. President, when you're gonna start telling the truth? You know there was never any proof. When you're gonna stop telling your lies? Hey there, Mr. President, when you're gonna start doing what's right and stop wasting more lives? When you're gonna bring the troops back home? Back home. Back home. Do you remember September 11th, or has it slipped your mind? You know the people aren't blind as your popularity declines. You said we're gonna get that guy dead or alive, but he continues to thrive and he's taking many more lives. Tell me, have you even tried? Hey there, Mr. President, when you're gonna start telling the truth? You know there was never any proof. When you're gonna stop telling those lies? Hey there, Mr. President, when you're gonna start doing what's right and stop wasting more lives? When you're gonna bring the troops back home? Back home. Back home. The fighting was over when that statue came tumbling down. The troops brought it to the ground, yet the streets still echo the sound of pain and death and destruction all around. The people see your misleading ways, they don't like your song. They see that you have been wrong, and it's got nothing to do with democracy. It's something more like hypocrisy, 'cause you don't listen to the majority. Millions of people who think like me. Let's bring the troops back home. Hey there, Mr. President, when you're gonna start telling the truth? You know there was never any proof. When you're gonna stop telling your lies? Hey there, Mr. President, when you're gonna start doing what's right and stop wasting more lives? When you're gonna bring the troops back home? Back home. Back home.
Dave King with Hey There, Mr. President. Now, I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, but, you know, the first time in history we have a woman candidate and a black man candidate, and they're both in the same party. Both of them are duking it out for the same position. Now, isn't that just like America? They can't get it together. They got this historical moment going on, and they compete for it. The two most historical things that could happen in our country, a woman president and a black man, and they're competing for it. I mean, come on, guys. Are we that stupid? Are we that dumb to think that this is a coincidence? That perhaps, maybe this has all been staged and created for our benefit to confuse us, to put us into a state of confusion? I mean, really, I don't understand it. I mean, maybe I do, and maybe we just need to talk about it. Now, personally, I think it's hard for me to believe. I mean, in the words of the great Noam Chomsky, and I've often repeated this, America is a one-party system with two factions. Anytime anyone has ever run independent or in any other party since the creation of the two great parties of our country, they couldn't stand a chance in hell. A man with no money could run for president and wouldn't stand a chance in hell. You have to be wealthy. You have to be a lawyer. You have to have friends in high places. And what does that create? What does that create? It creates a situation where only certain elites can be in the government. That's a fact. That is the way it is. If you wanted to go out and run for president tomorrow, you couldn't do it with a chance in hell. I mean, really. But let's get back to this. We have a black man, and we have a white woman, and they're running for the presidency. Now, they're both in the same party, and they're both pretty much accusing each other of things. The Clintons are accusing Obama of this, and Obama's on the defensive, stating he made no such comments and that they're out of their minds. And here we have a party split over a simple fact that they cannot agree on who they want to run for president. Historically, this could be a very fantastic time in our country, but yet the Democratic Party has blown it. They've screwed up. Now, here's a scenario I want to put out for you. Let's say we get a black man for president. Let's say Barack Obama gets in. How long do you think he would live? How long do you think it would take the government to have him assassinated and then blame it on terrorists so that we can be thrown into a very, very uptight situation, more so than we have already been in since 9/11? Do you think this is a possibility? Get in touch with us. Let us know what you think. You can email us from our website at podomatic.com. But this is a scenario I want to throw out to you folks. What if Barack got in and they decided, the way they decided to kill Kennedy, the way they decided to kill Martin Luther King, the way they decided to kill Robert Kennedy, they decide to kill Barack, and they set it up to make it look like terrorists did it, so that they could create martial law in this country. What do you think about that? I'll leave you with that. And here's a song by Eric Idle. I love this guy. A song called Fuck You Very Much, FCC.
Here's a little number I wrote the other day while out duck hunting with a judge.
Quack.
Fuck you very much, the FCC. Fuck you very much for fining me. $5,000 a fuck, so I'm really out of luck. That's more than Heidi Fleiss was charging me. So fuck you very much, the FCC, for proving that free speech just isn't free. Clear Channel's a dear channel, so Howard Stern must go. Attorney General Ashcroft doesn't like strong words, and so he's charging twice as much as all the drugs for Rush Limbaugh. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, dear Mr. Bush, for heroically sitting on your tush. For Halliburton, Enron, all the companies who fail, let's send them a clear signal and stick Martha straight in jail. She's an uppity rich bitch, and at least she isn't male. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you, dickhead Mr. Cheney too. Fuck you and fuck everything you do. Your pacemaker must be a fake, you haven't got a heart. As far as I'm concerned, you're just a pasty-faced old fart. And as for Condoleezza, she's an intellectual tart. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, the EPA, for giving all Alaska's oil away. It really is a bummer when I can't fill my Hummer. The ozone's a no-go zone now that Arnold's here to say
the nuclear winter games are going to take place in LA.
So fuck you all so very much. So what, the planet fails? Let's save the great white males. And fuck you all so very much.
Quack. Eric Idle. Now, why does it take a Brit to have the balls to stand up to this situation? Unbelievable. Thank you, Mr. Idle. I don't know, guys. Perhaps I'm getting out there on a limb with these things, but I really want to get this into your heads. Why are we being made to vote for this situation that we have? We do not have any control over what's going on. These people raise millions of dollars to get you to vote for them. In the meantime, they tell lies about each other. They create unbelievable amounts of propaganda to tear each other apart, spend millions and millions of dollars to do this. And the only one that wins, the only ones that win are the media, the people who they pay to do this. It's unbelievable to me. Yeah, fuck you, FCC. That's what I say. You have bought and sold our presidency. And also, let me say this before we go on. Tonight's show is a little bit more... explicit than our shows have been, but I'm feeling a little more explicit than I usually do. Yeah, I'm your host, Frida People, here at Colorado Free Radio Talk. Here's another good one from Mr. GW.
This is an impressive crowd, the haves and the have-mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
The accounting procedures at Harkin and Aloha have been compared to what went on at Enron. Would you agree with that?
No.
Why not, sir?
Well, again, this is there was no malfeasance involved. This was a honest disagreement about accounting procedures. There was no malfeasance, no attempt to hide anything. It was just a accounting firm making a decision, along with the, you know, the corporate officers, as to how to account for a complex transaction.
Complex transaction. Well, that's a good one. And malfeasance. Wasn't that the witch in Sleeping Beauty? I don't know. Here's another one from the Hall of Fame by Mr. G.W. And before I play this, I seem to recall someone in the Hitler regime making a comment, it could have even been Hitler himself, that in order for you to make the propaganda be believed by the people, you need to repeat it at least 13 times. If you repeat it 13 times, even if it's a lie, bald-faced lie, the public will believe it. And with that in mind, I bring you more of Mr. GW.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Yeah, catapult that propaganda. We're going to continue with these GW Bushisms for a little while. I want this to sink in. I want you folks to hear the progression of comments that this man has made over the years. I mean, honestly, it's beyond me how anybody could have thought that he was more than what he really is. And here we go.
I thought an interesting comment was made when somebody said to me, I heard somebody say, "Now, where's Mandela?" Well, Mandela's dead because Saddam Hussein killed all the Mandelas.
No, okay, Mandela's dead. No, I understand that when the president made this comment, Nelson Mandela was a little shocked and gave a call to Washington stating, "I'm here, I'm fine, I didn't realize I'd been killed. Mr. President was trying to make an analogy. I think he failed in understanding how how an analogy works. I think he was a little out there that day. But one more, and then we're going to go on to something a little different. But here we go. This is a really good one. I like this one by GW. This one, this is talking about spreading love.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
I can't help it, but that one just really makes me laugh. Too many OBGYNs are not able to practice their love with women across the country. Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but it just gets better and better. Well, we're going to turn the page here for a moment. We're going to do something different. This is a, I'm going to pay tribute to a great man, someone who was an eloquent speaker, someone who came into our lives for a brief moment and brought a lot of light to the world. A lot of people didn't agree with him. A lot of people didn't like him, obviously, because he was assassinated. And a lot of people didn't understand him. But those who did understand him still understand him. And those who believed him still believe. So here's an excerpt from Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech.
I still have a dream. Yes. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. Yes. I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, my country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
The great Dr. Martin Luther King with one of his greatest speeches. That speech was given at the foot of the Lincoln Memorial on a very, very special day. Well, anyway, one of the things I want to bring up here is the religion. In view of the fact that Dr. Martin Luther King was a minister who was trying to make change, his concern was not so much political but social. And of course, for those of us who were then alive, as old enough to remember those times, social change was a big thing. It was hard for a lot of people. People were stuck in their norms, in their hate, and I still think there is a lot of that hate. It's just kind of gone underground, and people have to kind of watch out because it's still there. But I just want to point out something I've been noticing more and more is another thing about our elections and our presidential campaigns is religion. The religious right, the Christian right, has worked very hard for years now to take control of our government. The fact is that America is many religions, not just Christian, although a great majority of it is Christian. And the fact that is that America is not a democracy. Don't let anybody fool you. America is not a democracy. It is a republic with democratic system. It is a republic, and to the republic for which it stands. We say it when we say the Pledge of Allegiance. It's in the military boot camp manual. They tell you right away. Democracy will only lead to mob rule. Republic is what it is. Now, with that in mind, another thing I want to point out is why on earth do we have a president who claims to be bringing democracy to different parts of the world when, in fact, our own country is not even a democracy? Think about that. Now, come on, think about that. We are a republic with democratic system. Now, because of that, we do not and cannot function the way we think we can. We have no control. The control is in the republic. The system is the control. With that in mind, Dr. Martin Luther King understood that, and he worked from the social level. Nowadays, you have Christian right taking control over our government. You have religion as a factor, the separation of church and state, which was kind of a myth. It really doesn't exist, and it's getting worse now. It's less and less of a thing that exists. And we need to understand this, that we the people, all of us, black, white, brown, yellow, as well and red, as well as religions, whether you be Jewish, whether you be a Jain, whether you be, you know, an Islamic or a Christian. I mean, the Christians can't even get it together, guys. Come on. They got so many factions. I mean, the 30-year war was between Catholics and Protestants, and they're Christians, all of them. It didn't matter. They fought a war for 30 years because of it. They're different belief systems. We got to get it together here. We need to make some changes, and those changes are only going to come from us, the people. So my name is Free to People, in fact, and you're listening to Colorado Free Radio, Colorado Free Radio Talk. Here's a song by Billionaires for Bush called Don't Vote.
And now, an important Election Day announcement from the Billionaires for Bush.
I keep flashing back on Y2K, when the billionaires took your voting rights away. Convicted felons got purged from the list. A lot of innocent people's names were dismissed. We set up roadblocks on that November day, and cars full of black people got turned away. So many ballots were tossed out as bad because of a dimple or a hanging chad. Down in Florida, we struck a mortal blow, because Geordie's brother Jeb was running the show. And the Secretary of State who inflicted the pain was the chair of the Florida Bush campaign. And the commentator recorded for Georgie B was his cousin who'd been working for Fox TV. A new election day is coming and we're gonna win it, if the billionaires can keep you from getting in it.
Don't vote.
If you got a better place to be,
don't vote.
You can stay at home and watch TV.
Don't vote.
You can be kicking it with your crew.
Don't vote.
Just let the billionaires choose for you. Found a better way of making it seem clean. We built an electronic voting machine, and then we sold these suckers nationwide. But we're the only ones who know what's on the inside. You push the buttons and our voting machine keeps track. We made it so it's very easy to hack. Call for a recount, it will probably fail, cause our machines don't leave no paper trail. The billionaires don't want you to vote this year. We'll send you a message that's loud and clear, that the votes can't be counted in your community. Why even register? Don't waste your energy. Don't go to the polls on election day, cause we bought the election and it better go our way. And on election night we'll sit back and gloat. The billionaires don't want you to vote.
Don't vote.
If you're happy with George Bush in charge.
Don't vote.
If you wanna keep us living large.
Don't vote.
Do you really wanna rock the boat?
Don't vote.
Hey, the billionaires don't want you to vote. When other countries go and have an election day, people walk across mountains to have their say. Wait in line for days until the vote begins. They sit and watch the votes are counted to see who wins. Here in America, we put obstacles in your way. We're really hoping you stay home on election day. But if you all voted, if each one of you just up and went, there'd be a very different government.
Don't vote.
If you really want to fight in the war.
Don't vote.
If you like the way we're treating the poor.
Don't.
If you don't care about education,
don't vote.
Keep the billionaires controlling the nation.
Don't vote.
If you wanna help the CEOs,
don't vote.
If you like the way the money flows,
don't vote.
Do you really wanna rock the boat?
Don't vote.
Hey, the billionaires don't want you to vote.
Great song by Billionaires for Bush called Don't Vote. Now, back to the religion thing. I don't wanna harp on some stuff, but I'm a very spiritual person, believe me. I believe in God. What I don't believe in is religion. I think religion has become big business. I think ministers are crooks, no better than politicians. And I think they have special interest in mind, and that's it. They're a bunch of sex fiends and drug addicts and people all the way from Rush Limbaugh to God knows who. They're all a bunch of hypocrites. And I don't care what anybody says. You can say, Free, what are you talking about? And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about hypocrites, you know, hypocrites. But no one can say it better than Mr. George Carlin. And here's George Carlin with his hit on religion.
But in the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you, and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all-powerful, all-perfect, all-knowing, and all-wise. Somehow, just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions of dollars. They pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit.
Great George Carlin on religion. I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a great song by an incredible folk musician, John McCutcheon. It's called Hail to the Chief.
Well, I was born in West Texas, pretty near California, far away from Dad's home in D.C. When I'm talking about myself and they're talking about myself, all of us are talking about me. Now some may retort to personal attacks, take the high horse, claim the low road. But I am not a revengeful person, no, I simply respond with this ode. When I delivered the state of the budget address, I offered up a question or two. How can a man still put food on his family? Will the toll booth to the middle class become more few? No, it's time to make the pie higher. This idea is sure to resonate. This is no time to be subliminable. No, it's time we must unificate. Because you see, when there's more trade, there's more commerce. And we'll bring this solution to an end. Even if your business is Hispanically owned, whether you speak French or Mexican, we're working for a hopefuler country, no longer vulcanized, where humans and fish can coexist and each act civilized. I think we can agree that the past is over. Still, we're held hostile everywhere. These days, we don't know who they are, but we certainly know that they're there. No longer inoculated from the mistakes of the past with a foreign-handed foreign policy. We'll keep good relations with Kosovoans and Grecians and avoid emotionality. Now we know that reading is the basics of learning. And learning, well, I forget the rest. But teach a child to read and he or her will pass a literacy test. So I ask you, is our children learning? Will we tolerate failed subsidization? Or will this be where wings finally take dream and not a cufflink of federalization? So if you're tired of the politics of polls and of principles, it's time that you join this campaign. We're looking for women who will serve this country, and never the house will they stain. With faith as the basics of our belief, where a troop can house his family. We'll find power to power the power of the power plants. No, you'd best not misunderestimate me. With every word, every breath, our language dies a slow, sad death. Hail to the chief. Let's give him hail, part Yogi Berra, part Dan Quayle.
You assess your weaknesses and you build on those and you strengthen your weaknesses. That's, remember, this is a war. This isn't a, you know, maybe a, you know, kind of a law enforcement adventure. We're at war with these people. We'll continue to enhance protection at our borders and coastlines and airports and bridges and nuclear power plants.
Nuclear power plants. Boy, boy, oh boy. John McCutcheon couldn't say it better. Here's one more Bushism. Now, before I play this Bushism, I want you to think about this and just listen to it with this in mind. I'm an older fella, musician, played in a lot of bars, used to drink a lot. I don't drink anymore. And I know a drunk when I hear one. You tell me.
And so, in my state of the Union, or state, my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the next, or the rest of your life, of service to America. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours.
I mean, really? Please, where is the dignity? Where is the eloquence? Where is our sanity? We have handed the power of the country over to a buffoon. Are we going to do that again? Are we going to give it to somebody who's just going to end up dead, or someone who's just going to make the same mistakes? Whether they're a Republican or a Democrat, it doesn't matter. Don't you get it? Don't you understand? It doesn't matter. You need to see what's really going on. And what's really going on is we don't have a chance in hell with what we've got. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to change it. It's time to find something better, and it can be done. It is our right. We have the right. It is in the Declaration of Independence. When that government no longer serves the people, they have the right to abolish it and replace it with something better. That's there. Look at it. Read it. I paraphrased it, but it says exactly what I said. Now, once more for the evening, we're going to do one more moment of eloquence with the great Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, this piece was the last speech this gentleman ever gave. The next day, he was assassinated. And in this excerpt from this speech, which is near the end and the end of it, he makes it clear that he knew he was in danger. He knew that it was time. Yet he was not afraid.
I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, "We are sorry for the delay, but we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane. And to be sure that all of the bags were checked, and to be sure that nothing would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully. And we've had the plane protected and guarded all night. And then I got into Memphis. And some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out. Or what would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life, longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
And into history, a great man fades. Only into history, though, not in my heart, not in the hearts of many. How could he have known? Someone warned him, but he wasn't afraid. And we can't be afraid. We can't be afraid of doing what's right, doing what our hearts tell us is right. Don't believe the lies. Don't believe the lies, guys. Come on. Don't believe the bullshit, the propaganda. Don't believe the ministers who are sexual abusers of children. Don't believe the police who are brutally attacking citizens for no reason. Don't believe the police who are tasering people till they die. Don't believe presidential campaign jargon and bullshit. Don't believe the campaigners, because they're lying too. Don't believe them anymore. Don't believe every car commercial you see that comes on the TV every 5 minutes. Don't believe that you have to have that big vehicle that burns fuel. Demand that we have alternative energy sources. Demand that they no longer destroy the planet and destroy our weather patterns. Demand that you be heard. Demand. You have the right to demand from these people who spend billions of dollars to kill, destroy, maim, and lie. You have the right to stand up to them and say, enough is enough. Here's a song by Jay Mankita. It's the last song of the night, called They Lied.
They lied, they lied, they took us for a ride. Tried burying the truth where it very nearly died. They lied, they lied, but no matter what they tried to hide, sing and shout, the truth wins out, everybody knows they lied. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know, but the government's been lying to you, Joe. They're shaking your hand while showing you the door to a foreign land, so you can fight the poor, where every Arab is a terrorist and they're hiding weapons that don't exist. You can join a coalition of willing nations, willing to kill civilians for the corporations. They lied, they lied, they took us for a ride, tried burying the truth where it very nearly died. They lied, they lied, but no matter what they tried to hide, sing and shout, the truth wins out, everybody knows they lied. Tonight is the night that you give up your rights to the Patriot Act and the perilous fight, but you won't remember which country you're in when you wake up in the morning by the dawn's early light. If it reminds you of the Third Reich, you better keep quiet. If you don't like, better watch your backs, cover your tracks, cause you're paying for it all with your federal tax. They lied, they lied, they took us for a ride, tried burying the truth where it very nearly died. They lied, they lied, but no matter what they tried to hide, sing and shout, the truth wins out, everybody knows they lied. Now come on, did you see that presidential smirk? Say don't look now, it's Captain Kirk. He's an arrogant jerk, though likable too, but the Federation's been lying to you. The Federation, the corporation, is supposed to be public radio station. They're violating the neutral zone to promote the imperial corporate nation. Blow up Afghanistan, nuke Iraq, we got the biggest phasers on the block. We're the world's policemen around the clock. You got the comm now, Mr. Spock. To the victors go the spoils, the lithium crystals, petroleum oil. They hate our freedom for no good reason. Arabs and Klingons, it's open season. They lied, they lied, they took us for a ride, tried burying the truth where it very nearly died. They lied, they lied, but no matter what they tried to hide, sing and shout, the truth wins out, everybody knows they lied.
So you know that the government's been lying to you, and I know that it ain't nothing new. That's politicians, that's what they do. They've been lying since 1492. They didn't teach me when I was a kid about all the terrible things that we did. We'll always honor this sacred treaty with a smallpox-covered blanket, sweetie. Agent Orange and napalm, Gulf of Tonkin, Vietnam, Iran, Contra, Watergate. It's a history of the criminal state. We're spoon-feeding it right out of the box. We're fair and balanced, says the Fox, while talk show shills are shouting out, it's liberals we gotta be worrying about. They lied, they lied, they took us for a ride, tried burying the truth where it very nearly died. They lied, they lied, but no matter what they tried to hide, sing and shout, the truth wins out, everybody knows they lied. My mom said, really, if the news was controlled by corporate money and held in a stranglehold, I would have heard about it on the TV. If it was really so important, then I would have been told by the newscasters and the pundits and the anchors and their pals, the politicians, generals, and bankers. You say they're doing the old bait and switch, but why would they lie? They're already rich. Power corrupts, it's the ancient trend. List of lies will never end. New lies coming around the bend. Speak truth to power if truth is your friend. They lie to me, they lie to you. They lie to themselves, it ain't nothing new. They lie to the press who passes the buck. They lie to the world, now everybody duck. They lied, they lied, they took us for a ride, tried burying the truth where it very nearly died. They lied, they lied, but no matter what they tried to hide, sing and shout, the truth wins out. Sing and shout, the truth wins out. Sing and shout, the truth wins out. Everybody knows they lie.
Jay Mankita with They Lied. One last thing before I go. We're about to receive a... For what we are about to receive, we should be thankful. Oh boy, the Catholic came out of me in that moment there, which doesn't exist anymore, thank God. I've been hearing this talk about this tax break, $800 for couples, $1,600, I guess. $800, great, guys. And they're going to give it to you, and they want you to spend it. They want you to go out and buy a refrigerator or maybe a microwave or a stereo. Listen to me. $800. $800. Now, let's see. $430 billion at this moment is being spent on the war in a country of people that could give a rat's ass about us. Honestly. And if you're an Iranian, I'm sorry. If you're an Iraqi, I'm sorry. I don't mean to degrade you people. I simply don't understand why our president, our government, is allowing this. And then they slap us in the face with $800. $800 wouldn't even buy you 3 months worth of gasoline to go to work every day. It's an insult. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. Think about it. Make a change. Get in their face. Don't let them get away with it. My name is Frida People. You've been listening to Colorado Free Radio Talk. We'd like to thank Podomatic.com for a great place to be. And we'd like to thank the creator of Pod Producer for a great software for creating our pods. Thanks a lot, and you guys have a good one. I'm out of here.
Don't care what flag you're waving. We don't even want to know your name. We don't care where you're from or where you're going. All we know is that you came. You're making all our decisions. Request of you that while you're thinking things over, here's something you just got to do. we're scared. So let's shout it aloud like a prayer. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. We don't care what rules you're playing. We don't even want to play your game. You think you're cool and you know what you're doing. Slide down the hill on the blood of the people you killed. Stop the killing. Stop the killing. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Do it, do it, do it, do it now.
This is a Puro Pedo production in conjunction with Colorado Free Radio. The opinions expressed are definitely those of this station.